Even though it says meyachas, it also says the word achas. The Chur is Sfirim. Shrashi Talmud loy meachas. Shetei melacha shleima b'makom echad. It has to be a whole melacha. So Chur is Sfirim. Do you need half of the melacha or do you need the whole melacha? Ha-keitzad. Einachayiv ad sheyichtoiv shein koton mishen godol. That's how we get this yisoid. That when you have that to write the word Shimon, that's a long word. And now after writing the Shin Mem, you stop. We say Yechayiv. It's only because what you wrote is a chshivis, is called the Shem Kotim. It means something by itself. Shame means something. Or else, Shem Yishim, Yishim Yishim, and Umishmuel. You have asked the word that we write the word Shmuel, and then you stop after Shin Mem Yechayiv. Or else, Noyach Minocher, Dan Midaniel, God Migadil. That's the first man, the Yama. We have Yehuda Raima, this price of Yehuda says, Alfilu Leikosev Alashtei Yosiyos, Vehen Shem Echod, Chayiv. Kegoin, Sheish, Tas, Arar, Gag, Chach. See, if you hold, even if you write two oisiyos to the same thing, two shins, two tests, two reishes, two gimel, two ches, also yechayiv. So you say, not like we said before, Nebi Yudim. You don't have to write dafka, shin, and a mem. Two different oisiyos that mean something. It's enough to write the same ois twice, that it means something. So Drashi, afil lekosim mitev gedrelo, ela beiz oisiyos shoshem echod, vegoin sheish taf, vehein mitevus gedrelos. These are part of big words. They're going sheish mishash batzim misheshach or else sheshesh mom tas mitiroy titna mechoshchein in the schavon itan tchila avadi v'mechavon for the small one also you're good. But upon him here you see the two oisiyos could be the same oisiyos twice. Lav dafki you have to have dafka different words a shin and a mem. So chur tzivra neb Yehuda. But yes, it's mashu neb Yehuda yoni chayiv in this case. Where first you have daf to write a big word, and after writing the first two oisiyos you stop. So the question, how chashya those two oisiyos have to be? One place is Mashav Yehuda, has to be two different oisiyos, a shin and a mem. And here the bright Mashav Yehuda is saying it's enough to have two shins, or two tufts. So Rabbi Yosi, another shita, this is Rabbi Yosi's shita, like he says in our Mishnah, he dings with Rabbi Yehuda. When you write two shins, are you chayiv because of two oisiyos? V'allo yeinu chayiv ela mishum reishim. V'chiv adamo v'ksivet ladaf, it has to be a chashya of a thing that you could read. No, be it some mark that you could tell the difference. Yechayiv shekain roish from akashia mishkan leida ezhi ben zugay. Because in the krushim, when they used to write on the two boards to know which two boards go to another, they didn't write dafkan ois. They wrote a check to know that these two boards go one next to another. Here they wrote a check. Here they wrote an X. Here they wrote a circle to know which boards go next to another. So if you see the chavod, you don't have to have two krushiva aleph bays. It's enough to have any two things yechayiv for. That's the Yoshi Shita. Lefika, how to Yoshi? A Shorat Shrita Achas, Al Shnei Nesorim, you make a scratch on two boards. Oy Shteish Sritois, Al Maser Echad, you make two scratches on one board. Yechayiv, that's the Yoshi Shita. Even though you can't read it, it has no meaning, it's just a scratch, but since it's a simen, if you're so, that's the Choshev Aksiva, Yechayiv for that on Shabbos. We have Shimon Aimer, Shimon says another Shita, we have Shimon Aimer. The osa achas, the pidash began the posik, the osa achas is to do a whole malacha. Yocholach yichtav es kol Hashem. I would think if you have das to write the word shimin, you only chayiv when you write the whole word shimin. Or else at shiyar kol abegid. Unless when you're weaving, you only chayiv on Shabbos if you weave a whole begid on Shabbos. Or else at shiyar says kol anapel until you make two batim, the two strings to keep the wasif in place. Talmud loim again meyachas. The posik says meyachas. Mashma part of the malach yichayiv. If on the word meyachas, yochel afil lekosev elois achas. Maybe if you only write one ois, also yichayiv. That's called meyachas, a part of one malach yichayiv. The afil lo yorig eluchut echad. Maybe only one string yichayiv. The afil lo yosel abayis echad benapon. When you're making the sieve, the type of a basket, if you just make one or a string across, one bias to hold the shesi in place, you'll be chayiv. Talmud loy machas. No, the pasuk says also achas, which is mashma whole malachim. Okay, it says the stira. Meyachas is mashma even a part of the malacha, and achas is mashma the whole malacha. How do you have it? Ein chayev atchiyatz malacha shekiyotze by miskayemis. You only chayev for something that what you made is miskayim someplace else. Like l'churu, this like the Tanakam we had before. If you have das to write the word shimin, so when you write shin mem. Since Shin Mem by itself is Miskayim someplace else, it has a meaning to it. It means shame. Or else you want to write the word Shmuel. and you write the first two ways here, Shin Mem. Since it's Meskayim someplace else, it means shame, it means something, it means Noyach Minocher, Yechayiv. So Gemara against the Kasha, this last Reb Shimon, the Chur, that's the same Shana Tanakama. That's the Tanakama that says when you have Daf to write Shimon, you only Chayiv if you write the first two ways here, Shin Mem, since it means something someplace else. Mashaik and the Chiddush was in this price that Rabbi Yehuda said here even two Isis, even two Shins, or two Tus, Yechayiv. But here this, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. But here Rabbi Shimon, the Chur, said like the Tanakama. You only Chayiv if you write from the word Shimon, you write Shin Mem, which means something by itself. Rashi, Shekhyoitsubo Miskayemis, Ulakanya Parachana Tanakam, the more soon as the Kasha, this is the Tanakam. Now we'll be marked with the Sobrais. Oh, no, not yet. Right, sir? We have Yoitsi Yoimi, that's another posse. Vyoso Achas, Vyoso Heina. It's the same posse as Vyokas, Achas, and the end it says Heina. So we dashin, Pomim Shechayiv Achas Akulan. Sometimes Shechayiv won for a lot of Molochas you do on Shabbos. This we had at the end of Klal Godel before. Then the case where you're a shoygig on Shabbos, you forgot today was Shabbos, but you remembered all the malachas are also, but the reason why you did five malachas was you forgot today was Shabbos. Then you only chayiv one chattis, because the shoygig is one shoygig. Or pomim shechayiv akol achas v'yachas. But sometimes, no, for doing five malachas, you chayiv five chatois. And the case is where you know today is Shabbos, but you were shoygig, you forgot this malach was awesome. You forgot you're not allowed to write today, you forgot you can't sow today, you forgot you can't plow today. So in the case where you're shoygig on the malachis, then you chayav akol malach umlocha. That's the pasuk achas and hein. This is Dobrais. So the more akol ponim was nageh to us is the steering of Yehuda. Kitoni miyo, from this price it says, we have Yehuda right there, afilu loikosev elashto yoisyois. Even though you had that to write the word Shimon. And now you only write the first two oisyos. Vehein shem echod. And lav dafkit shimon. The first two oisyos are shin mem. I feel you had to write, you had daf to write the word shashgar. And you only wrote two shins. Also yichayiv. Is chayiv. So chur tzakash before Rabbi Yehuda by Yosef Mashman. You only chayiv when you write the word shin mem. Which has two different oisyos. That means something by itself. And here we say yichayiv just writing two shins. Also yichayiv. So more like Kasha. For the day, how the Rabbi Enechlam is no steer in Rabbi Yehuda. One is saying his own memra, and one is saying over b'shem his Rebbe. The Tanya, we have Yehuda Roimeh Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda here says over the name of his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rabbi Gamliel. Afidu loikosa ve'lebeiz oisiyois v'hein shem echad chayiv. Hey, that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita, not Rabbi Yehuda himself. He's just saying over his Rebbe Shita. Hey, his last brayser, Rabbi Yehuda, was saying over his Rebbe's Shita. Kagoin, Sheish, even you write only the word two shins, also Yechayiv. Teis, Rar, Gag, Ches, also Yechayiv. So that's Rabbi Yehuda B'shem his Rebbe. And that before we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yoni Chayiv, when you write like a Shin Mem, that has a meaning by itself, that's Rabbi Yehuda Sheik himself. Gemara, for Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Tanakam. So good with Midash of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says the same thing as the Tanakama said, that you only chayiv when you had das to write the big word like Shimon. If you wrote the first two oisiyos a Shin Mem, which has a meaning by itself, then you chayiv. That was the Tanakama. The chitema aleph aleph the arzroch ikibenayu hatzel the nafka meaning when you have das to write this word arzroch, and you only write the first two aleph, but it's spelled aleph aleph zayin resh chav, and you only write the first two aleph, are you chayiv or not? The Tanakama Sovar Aleph Aleph Yazrach Le Mechayiv. Although in such a case, according to Tanakama Yipotim. Because he says it has to be a shame that has to mean someplace else. Like shame, Shin Mem. Shin Mem means something by itself, shame. But here, two Alephs mean nothing by itself. For Rav Shimon Sovar, maybe Rav Shimon holds, Kiva the Yisei, the Galdutra V'yamo Chayiv. That since it has to mean to it by itself, two Alephs, Yechayiv for that also. What does this mean by, Galdutri Bialma? So Rashi learns, Kivon the Yisei be Galdutri, that means Kimeyos Uksovim Shamachshefos. Machshefos Goyim, when they write their Kimeyos, that type of Kishiv, Vishal Shemois, Kurim Beloshim Latin, Shalminim, Kalutrios, Rogilim Sarkal Nichtavem Tevois, Shoshteyos Yois, Veinim Tevos Vomakamachim. As they there write two hours, by them, to make Kishiv, they write on that kemeyom two olives. So maybe Rav Shimon holds, since some place in the world it's used two olives, that's also called a shame by itself. Therefore, Rav Shimon lechurus be machmer. The Tanakama holds Yoni Chayiv when you write like a shin and a mem, that mamish has meaning someplace else. But if you write two olives, it means nothing anyplace else. You'll be putter. In this case, we had Das Mechila to write a big word like Ezroch, and at the end you only wrote the first two olives and stop. According to Tanakama, you putter, because two olives by itself have no meaning. And Rav Shimon is being machmer and saying no. Since two olives has some type of a meaning by the galdutri, by the machshefim, therefore yichai. For the Gemara, this can't be. That's a different. We're not talking about that. That's something else. We'll see later. We'll see you later. L'meimod l'Rav Shimon l'chumra. You want to come out l'chur Rav Shimon is b'machma then. According to the Tanakam, if you write two olives, you're potter. It has no meaning. But according to Rav Shimon, you're chayiv. For a time, you will learn staket that Rav Shimon is always being makom. Ha'koydech kol shu chayiv. You had the Mishnah before. Or it says, and you make a hole in the wall on Shabbos. That's called koydech. Als binyin, you're chayiv with a kol shu. Chayiv with a kol shu. Ha'megarir kol shu. Megaris Rashi klunsois, like poles, or klofim, or you're peeling the bark of wood. They have told them the mamachit. It's like machit. You want to smooth out the wood, you chayi from a machit. The Tanakh says, ha megara kolshu, you smooth out even a kolshu. Ha mavid kolshu, you make ibud on a skin, you chayi from a kolshu. Ha tsar vikli tsura kolshu, you're making a picture on a kli, even a kolshu, little picture, you chayi. He holds no. When you chayiv and making a hole in the wall, only if it goes through and through. You have to pierce the hole through and through. If you make a little hole, it doesn't go through the wall, you putter. So you see, Reb Shimon is a mekel. He holds you only chayiv on Shabbos if you do a bigger melacha. Or else, you have to peel off the host stick. He only holds you chayiv if you ma'avid, work over the host skin. When you make it a picture on a glass, on a kli, you have to make a picture on the whole glass. On part of the glass, part of the kli, you putter. So you see here, Rav Shimon is alamol amekel. So how could we say here that Rav Shimon is saying for two olives that you're chayiv? He's the machmir, vices all over, Rav Shimon is being a mekel. So Gemara Ella, Rav Shimon, who also lashminim. What's pshat in the first machloikis, Tanakamo and Rav Shimon? We had asked to write this big word like Shimon, and he ended up only writing two oisiyos. Lashminon, achi. El Rav Shimon holds lashminon, ad sheyichte ves Hashem kulay. Rav Shimon holds no. If you had asked to write the word Shimon, you only chayiv if you take and write the whole word. If you write less than the whole word, you're potter. That's what Rav Shimon is saying. It's like a bein mekel. You only chayiv if you write the whole word. Rashi says it's cool. Right? For the more mi matzus armat hochi, couldn't you say like this? That's from Rav Shimon. What Tanya? Rav Shimon, at the end of the Brisa said like this. The also, the pasuk says, V'yachas achas. You do one melacha. Yochol achiyichte v'tashem kulay. Achas is mashma, you do the whole melacha. You had that to write the word Shimon. Maybe you only chayiv if you write the whole word Shimon. Talmud loyma, the pasuk says, no, neyachas. That was Rav Shimon's Yosha. That even though you do a little part of the melacha, you also chayiv. You see, according to Rav Shimon, you don't have to write the whole word Shimon. It's enough just for writing Shin Mem Osi Yechayiv. So it's a kashram. Rav Shimon is saying the same halacha as the Tanakhama. What do we need two man yamra for? And the Gemara Tirutz, V'yei Mahochi, Yocholach Yichtev Es HaPosek Kuloi. That's what Rav Shimon meant. Rav Shimon Alamo is a Mekel on Shabbos. Rav Shimon says, for the word Achas, I would think, maybe Yoni Chayiv will write a whole Posek on Shabbos. Talmud Loi Meyachas. The pasuk says no meyachas, no, you even chayiv for one word of the pasuk. But then nechnami, according to Rav Shimon, you only chayiv if you write the whole word. If you have das to write the word Shimon, you only chayiv if you write the word Shimon. If you write less than the whole Shimon, you potter. And the chiddush from the pasuk of meyachas is you don't have to write such a choshev of a ksivon like a whole letter, a whole pasuk. It's enough to write one word, you also chayiv. That's the terrace. The Tanakhama says, Shem is Shimon Yechayiv. And if Shimon says, no, you have to write the whole word Shim. We have Yaisi Yaimer, Yaisi Dashin Aposik, V'yosa Achas, V'yosa Hena. He Dashin is two things, Osa Achas Masha Mo Yechayiv, one, and Amo V'yosa Hena, Yechayiv a lot of Chatois, for a few Molochis. Pomim Shechayiv Achas Akulam, sometimes you do a few Molochis in one Shabbos, you only Chayiv one Chatis. Pomim Shechayiv Akol Achas V'yachas. Sometimes you chayiv different chatois for each av melacha. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my time Rabbi Yosi, What's Pshan Rabbi Yossi? How does he see this from the Pasuk? The whole Pasuk is like this. Achas, Meyachas. The Pasuk could have said Achas and says the word Meyachas. Heina, Meyheina. The Pasuk could have said Heina and it says Meyheina. We'd ask like this. Achas, she Heina. Sometimes one is like a lot. The Heina, she Achas. A lot is like one. Achas is Shimon. Amol Achas means you would think you have to write the whole word Shimon to be Mechayiv on Shabbos. Meyachas means Shemesh Shimon. So Chiddush Meyachas, you don't have to write the whole word you had asked to write. If you only write the first part of it, Shin Mem, since it means something by itself, also Yechayiv. That's the first rush of Achas and Meyachas. You don't have to write the whole word, nor Meyachas. A part of the word, also Yechayiv for. Heina, what does the Pasuk B'chal have to say the word Heina? Has it could have got along without saying B'chal the word Heina? That we dashin is obvious. And Mehain is told us that on Shabbat is such a yisoid, even though we only know the Olama test of us malachis, but don't think that's all Yechayim midirais and achatis, you should know there are told us on Shabbos also. We need a Pasuk to tell us told us, and the Pasuk is Mehaina. That Shabbos has told us anything that looks like Yab Malacha, you should know Yechayim for on Shabbos. Abi, it looks like it's Yechayim. Achas Shi Heina, what's this last Rosher? One, that's a lot. That means Zod and Shabbos v'shigas malachis. In the case where you know today is Shabbos, just you are shaking on the malachis. You forgot you're not allowed to write. You forgot you can't plow. You forgot the malachis. So for every malacha, it's a special shaking. You have a special chatis. Heino shiachas. A lot of malachas, you only have one chatis. That's the case. Shigas Shabbos v'zod the malachis. In the case where your shaking was, you forgot today was Shabbos. You know the halachas klur. You know on Shabbos you can't do any one of the lamates malachas. So you're amazing at doing the malachas. But what's the shkoga, shogeg? You forgot today was Shabbos. So how many shkogas do you have? Only one. You only chayiv one chatas. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda. Motzino shem koton mi shem godo. We find that you chayiv, if you had asked to write the word shimon, and now you only write the word shin mem, you chayiv. Because the shin mem is called the shem koton. It has the meaning by itself. That's why you chayiv. Fred Gemara Midomi is not true. Why you chayiv takam? You had asked to write the word Shimon. Now, Shin Mem. Now, if you write the word Shimon, the Mem is a regular Mem. When you want to write the word Shem, Shin Mem, it's an end of Mem. It's spelled different. It looks different. There's an end of Mem, and there's a regular Mem. So how could you mistake the two? Like, how could you say by writing Shimon, you write Shin Mem, it's Meskayim someplace else. A regular Mem is not Meskayim, but Mokrim need an end of Mem. For the more Midomi, Mem the Shem Stuma. If you write Shin Mem as the word Shem, it has to be an end of Mem. Mem the Shimon, Psucha. But the Mem, the word Shimon, it's a regular Mem, it's open Mem. It's not the same thing. Amar Rav Chisda, from this bright that we see, Zoy Samaris. There's Allah and Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah. And who are the Hilchas Mezuz and Hilchas Sefer Tefillin? That's Sosum, the Yosef Psucha Kasha, for the Yevid. In a case we are supposed to write Shin Mem to be Sosum, we're supposed to write a Mem Stuma. And instead you wrote a Mem Psucha, a regular Mem, still is kosher. Even though Matkili should do that way, but for the evidence kosher. So that's Pshat here. Since by writing the word Shin Mem, even though you only spell the Chin with a Mem Psuach, a regular Mem, but since another place when you have to write really a word Shin Mem, and it should have been a Mem, Sosum still is kosher with the Psuach. Therefore it's called a Chashim Ksivik. So the Gemara makes it. We have a Bryce that says Paket from that. The Pasuk says, Uchsavtum. In Krishna we say, Uchsavtum, Amzuzu Besecha, Bishurechum. What's the word? Uksavtum. We dash to mean she take ksiva tumma. Lush in uksavtum, ksavtam. That's to be a gansa, a whole ksiva. What does a whole ksiva mean? Don't leave out anything. A gansa locha now. To be a whole season. Whole, complete. What does that mean? That means Tama Shilo Yichtoiv Alfin Ainin. When you have to write an Aleph, don't make a mistake and write an Ayin. Ainin Aleph. When you have to write an Ayin, don't write an Aleph. Base and Kofin. If you have to write a base not a Kof. It's possible if you write a Kof, even though they look alike. Kofin Basin. If you have to write a Kof and you write a base, the same theory is possible. Gimin Sadin. If you have to write a Gimel and you write a Tzadik, it's possible. Sadin Gimel. If you're supposed to write a Tzadik and you write a Gimel, it's possible. Dalsin Reshin. If you have to write a Dal, you write a Resh, it's possible. Resh and Dalsin. You have to write a Resh, and you write a Dalit, it's possible. Even though they look alike, it's not called Ksiva Tam. It's not called the whole Ksiva. Heyin Chesin. You have to write a Hey, you write a Chet, it's possible. Chesin Heyin. Vavin Yudin. Yudin Vavin. A Yudin a Vav, it's possible. Zayn and Nunin. You have to write a Zayn, you write a Nun, or Nun and Zayn, it's possible. Test and Pavin. If you're supposed to write a Test and you write a Pay instead, it's possible. Payin, testin. Supposed to write a pay, you write that's possible. Chufim shutin. The case with yod is supposed to be kofuf. That means a regular, small pay. Instead, you write a pshutin, a longer one. It's possible. Pshutin. You're supposed to write a long pay. You write a kufim, a small pay, regular pay. It's possible. So you see, klo here, there was supposed to be psu on the bite. We'll see also. Memin smuchin. You're supposed to write a mem. Instead, you write a samach or el samchim memin. You're supposed to write a samach. You write a mem. It's possible. Stumim psuchim. If you're supposed to write a mem stuma, an end of mem, instead you write a mem psuch, it's possible. Psuchim stumim. You're supposed to write a psuach, a regular mem, instead you write an end of mem, it's possible. Pasha psucha lo yasena stuma. A pasha is in the Torah, someone, the yen is supposed to be a psucha, supposed to be a space in between, and if you make it a stuma, you don't leave the space in the paper Torah, it's possible. Stumim lo yasena psucha. Where it's supposed to be sosum without a space, and you made a space, it's possible. Ksava kishira. We know Oz Yoshir is written special. It's called the Shira. Only Oz Yoshir is supposed to be written with the Shira. Oz Hazinu. Hazinu, look at the Sefer Torah, it's written like the Shira. Like, you know, two words, and underneath it's one, then two, then one. So if you wrote a regular part of the Sefer Torah like the Shira, it's possible. Or Shikosev es Hashira k'yotzeba, it's also possible. If you wrote the Oz Yoshir or Hazinu, the regular ksav without looking like a Shira, it didn't write two and then one underneath it, it's possible. Or Shikosev shleibet yoy, you wrote the Sefer Torah without black ink. Or Shikosev es Askoros bezog, or you wrote the Askoros Hashem's name with zog, with gold, haray elu yignazu. Halacha is the Sefer Torah is possible, any one of these mistakes, and you have to be going as it. You can't do anything with it. So, what? You have to bury it. You can't use it. You see the Sefer Torah is possible. So if it's a kashi, here you see klav, you had a psucho, that you made a stuma, it's possible. And how come before we say it's kshera? Yes. And if the Gemara and Echlami, it's a machloik estaka. Hu diyoma kiaitana. After our Gemara, we're dashing in the Yehuda, that the word shin mem, shame, means something by itself, even though you wrote a mem, a stuma. How is it good for mem psucha? It's not a good. He holds like this time, you hold at this time, the Tanya. You have Yehuda ben Beser Reimer. Nema v'sheni uniskehem. It says in the Pesuk, uniskehem, an extra mem. V'shishi, this is going by the Nisiyin. Each day when the Nisiyin brought the Kabonis. V'shishi, the sixth day, it says in uniskeho, an extra hey. V'shvi, in the seventh day, it says kimishpatom. Hare mem yud mem. Take out the word niskehem from sheni, take out the word niskeho, the extra yud, and take out the word bishri says kemishpatom, an extra mem. So you have an extra mem, an extra yud, extra mem. He dashes the word mayim. Is mikan, hatav Yehudi, ben b'seira, remez the nisach mayim in a Torah. This is the remez of such a mitzvah of nisach mayim on sukkis, to do the nisach mayim. Oh, there could be talking about the sim, could be talking about the kabbalahs he brought on every day of sukkis, could be. So I call upon Yidasha from the mem, yud mem, to read the word mayim. I look at Akasha. The first mem is from the word niskehem. That extra mem is a mem sosum. So how could you take the word mem sosum and make it to read the word mayim? When you write the word mayim, it's a mem pesuach. So you see, even though it's supposed to be a mem pesuach, if it's written with a mem sosum, also it's kosher. So it's interesting, the Chuyuk has the kasha, there's only a remez. If remez, you only have these kashas. But you're never going to know. Even for remez, you can't, it will be possum. If you're supposed to have mayim, it's a mem psuach, a regular mem. And if it would be written in a mem sosa, it would be possum, you can't make this remez. So since we're making the remez, it's a raya. Now, it means a psuach, the yosa sosum kosher. You have a raya here that even though this mem for mayim should have been a psuach, now the Torah writes the kimish potom. A mem sosim is kosher, is who did it the other way around. Sosim nami. Sosim is who did sosim nami. That's sosim, yosef psuach. It's supposed to be sosim, an end of mem. Instead, you made a psuach like here, shimon. You're supposed to write the word shane, it's supposed to be shin with an end of mem. Instead, you write a mem psuach, it's also kosher. So the mem of Yehuda goes according to Yehuda ben Beseira.
For the Gemara Midam, in order, no Tushtel. Maybe only where it's supposed to be written a mem pesuach and you write a mem sasim, then it's kosher. But the other way you put it's possible. Why? Midami. Pesuach, if it's supposed to be open, v'yasu sasim, that's like this word mayim. We're saying from the word when it's kehem, from the end of mem, we're saying it really means a mem pesuach. So that's kosher. If it's supposed to be written a regular mem, instead you write an end of mem, that's kosher. You know why?